foundation.
Ye saints of the Lord, He is made for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled.
Welcome to the Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. The Bible commands us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our goal is to help you understand the Bible better so that you can apply it to your life. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III, the President of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International.
Welcome to the Covenant and the Cross podcast. This is episode number 107. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to help you better understand the Word of God, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the story of the covenant which God made with His chosen people, Israel, for the benefit of the entire world. And the New Testament is the story of the cross of Jesus Christ, which signifies the fulfillment of the Old Covenant with Israel and the formation of a new covenant with redeemed people from many nations. As always, we like to start out with the Word of God, as we should. And today's passage of Scripture is from Joshua 5:8, which reads, "And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole." Regarding this passage, Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown commentary brings out, "As the number of those born in the wilderness and uncircumcised must have been immense, a difficulty is apt to be felt how the rite could have been performed on such a multitude in so short a time. But it has been calculated that the proportion between those already circumcised under 20, when the doom was pronounced, and those to be circumcised was 1 to 4, and consequently the whole ceremony could easily have been performed in a day. Circumcision being the sign and seal of the covenant, its performance was virtually an investment in the promised land, and its being delayed till their actual entrance into the country was a wise and gracious act on the part of God, who postponed this trying duty till the hearts of the people, animated by the recent astonishing miracle, were prepared to obey the divine will. It is calculated that of those who did not need to be circumcised, more than 50,000 were left to defend the camp if an attack had been then made upon it." Today's Covenant and Cross quote about the Bible is from A.W. Tozer. He said, "The Word of God well understood and religiously obeyed, is the shortest route to spiritual perfection, and we must not select a few favorite passages to the exclusion of others. Nothing less than a whole Bible can make a whole Christian. That is the Old Testament and the New Testament for Mr. Andy Stanley and others. Our topic for today is titled Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho and Hazor 2, Part 12, from the book The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. Sometime after this, Joshua called together the people to give a final farewell. Chapters 23 and 24 contain two speeches, one to the leaders and one to the people. In them, Joshua reminded the people of several things. First, he pointed out that God was the one who had brought them to the land and had given it to them. As part of the process, Joshua reminded them they were living in houses they had not built and enjoying their produce from vineyards and olive trees they had not planted. Second, he made clear that they were not finished with the conquest, that there were many peoples yet to be driven out. Moreover, God would assist them in this process. Third, he reminded them that they had the law of God in the book of Moses to serve as a guide. The key guideline was that they were not to serve the little g gods of the people who had occupied the land before them. He noted that some of the Israelites were already serving those little g gods, or were still clinging to the little g gods they had brought from Egypt. Joshua challenged the people to put away those foreign little g gods and to serve Yahweh, the true God. However, as we will see, the people failed to do so. This behavior was to become a pattern that would plague the nation for the next 1,000 years. After this final challenge, Joshua died at the age of 110. We are not given Joshua's age throughout his career, so we are unable to determine the date of his death. He was likely at least as old as Caleb, who had the end of the conquest, was 85. If so, that means Joshua died no later than 1375 B.C. However, based on the picture we see in the book of the Judges, which suggests that he was older than Caleb, it is likely that he died a few years earlier than that. A significant point is that Joshua did not appoint a successor as mediator for the covenant. This set the stage for a period where the nation kept floundering, the subject of the next chapter. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that your holy word would continue to convict in the lives of people and help them to repent of their sins and to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to The Covenant and the Cross on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless.
Pray for your faith in his name.